This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and 2020 left us a little bit in the lurch as far as Australian trade goes, but there has been a glimmer of hope this year with Western Australia managing to export grain to Mexico. I'm joined this morning by Andrew Wiedemann, the chairperson of Grain Producers Australia. How are you this morning, Andrew?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jordan, and good morning, listeners.
So what's the situation with Australia and Mexico?
Yeah, so there's been a new market essentially established between Australia and Mexican people, the companies over there. So yeah, it's a real positive, but it's something that the industry is obviously continuing to work on right around the globe, looking at new markets and opportunities, and this is certainly one of them that's come up, and it looks really promising. Of course, if we can break, you know, further into the Mexican market, we believe that they consume somewhere around 2 to 3 million tonne of malt barley. So the potential for us to export there is looking really promising at the moment, and it's really a good outcome for Australian grain growers for barley.
Of course, there's never going to be a single replacement for that Chinese market, of course. But how does the Mexican market compare to China?
Look, obviously it's a smaller market, but it's still a significant market. So it really depends a lot on the next sort of iteration, I suppose, of the political dimensions between America and China, and obviously between America and Mexico itself. As well, so just as to how much barley they potentially could buy from Australia. But look, talking to, you know, operatives in the industry, that they think that there's a, you know, good opportunity for at least a million ton plus for Australian barley to be moved that way if things fall our way in terms of marketing and the timing of available grain. So yeah, no, look, I think overall it's a good start to the year, really.
Have we had any, I guess, promising starts in other markets outside of China and Mexico? I've heard there's been some movements in, Russia's industry, which could open up opportunities for Australia and other countries like Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, so look, the Russian export tax that they're putting on their wheat exports is certainly fueling the global price of wheat. I don't think we've fully seen our basis lift to the point of export parity at the moment. We're still lagging on basis, but I think at the moment it looks really promising, certainly for wheat. In terms of further barley sales, there's been excellent sales to Saudi Arabia into their feed market, but obviously at a feed market value. So clearly the premium markets for malting barley around the globe are where we need to try and lift the price of barley into, and that's going to be the focus for 21-22 season coming forward. And again, how much barley will the Australian farmer put in the ground? At the moment, the price is holding up reasonably well, but the reality is that we don't have, or we have rebuilt the stocks that we didn't have prior to all of the droughts. So it's certainly back to a more even playing field, and we really need to be able to try and manage a larger crop, hopefully in the 21-22 season.
And of course, 2020 seemed to be a fairly wet year compared, and not as dry as previous years. What are we looking forward to in 2021?
Yeah, look, the outlook has been really promising for rainfall. Certainly, the dynamics of the weather patterns are what a grain grower looks to. And at the moment, we probably haven't really seen the big falls that had been potentially promised through that harvest period, which has been good and bad in some respects, because we've been looking for rebuilding the soil moisture in areas that had certainly finished harvest, but we're not seeing that at the moment. Western Victoria has certainly had their fair share of big weather, though. They've had some massive storms through there and really slowed the harvest, which is still continuing in the Western District part of Victoria at the moment. But, you know, look, anything can happen, I suppose, with the weather gods, and I think we've been reasonably lucky to date. Certainly last year, the back end of last year, really picked up after the promising summer rains that we had last year. So I think in farming, as most farmers would know, no 2 years are the same. So every year will be different, and it'll have its own different curves and bounces of the ball, but basically as we roll along.
And so I guess just ducking back to Mexico, with, I guess, the success of this for Western Australia, is there a bit more confidence across the sector in, you know, other states as well, that maybe they can, you know, pick things up from here?
Yeah, look, I think we've been extremely lucky with the Saudi Arabian market, that it's been really quite vivacious in the way that it's gone about trying to buy barley from us. And certainly the changed internal structure, opening up internally to a more commercial market opportunity for the Australian industry, has certainly meant that we've moved a lot more barley there than I think most people had thought. But, you know, we've got a 12 million tonne potential crop of barley that we're trying to move at the moment. So it's certainly been above expectation with the year, the way it's unfolded. But the world is looking for a lot of feed grain at the moment. So we're in a fortunate position that we've got something that the market does want, and that the prices are holding up, you know, reasonably well. I wouldn't say that they were top dollar, but at least they're holding up to a reasonable level at the moment.
And we spoke towards the end of last year about the Australian government taking China to the World Trade Organization over the tariffs on barley. Has there been any, movement on that? Any new news on that so far?
No, look, I met with the Trade Minister through the Christmas period, and we're really focused now on going through the usual processes of putting the case together, I suppose, to go to WTO. But ultimately, that's just a long period of time that will take. You know, we're talking maybe 2 or 3 years before we see any outcomes from that. So I think at the moment, you know, the political situation between Australia and China has to be resolved, and hopefully it will be at some stage soon, because it's impacting on, not on just on barley, but on other markets. And I think that we can only hold our hopes that 21 will probably deliver perhaps a little bit better outlook between ourselves and China long term.
No worries. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries at all, Jordan, and all the best. Let's hope we see some summer rains through March and then April, and we can get the crop in the ground with some reasonable moisture behind it.
For sure. That was Andrew Wiedemann, chairperson of Grain Producers Australia, on your Classic It's Breakfast.